I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Fun fact, I like green apples. Did you know that? Did you care? I know. It's neither fun nor a fact. Oh, wait, it is a fact. Anyway, I digress. Today in the clubhouse, we have two TV powerhouses, Sarah Gilbert from The Talk and the new Roseanne reboot and the old Roseanne series. I really like Sarah Gilbert, and she is largely responsible for getting this reboot off the ground. So I'm excited to speak with her. And Chrissy Metz, the star of This Is Us, only the biggest show on TV. Gonna be fun. See you in there.
We finally learned how her TV dad died, and we just learned how her TV dad came back to life. It's Watch What Happens Live with Chrissy Metz and Sarah Gilbert now. Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with two women from TV families many of us pay more attention to than our own families. You might have thought your tear ducts had earned a well-deserved rest after the season two finale of This Is Us, but not so fast. Her very moving and inspiring book, This Is Me, is going to squeeze a few more drops out of you. Welcome back, Chrissy Metz. Great to see you. Congratulations on the book. People are really loving it. And after two decades, Darlene Connor is back to sass her mom, Roseanne, in an eagerly anticipated reboot. And this time, she's not just a daughter. She is also an executive producer. It's our friend, Sarah Gilbert.
Yeah. Hey,
Sarah. Great to see you. I was going to ask if you've met, but then I realized you've had every single huge star on The Talk.
On
so
the
I'm
talk,
assuming
yeah.
that you met we on The Talk.
I have met everybody, but this is a particularly special guest, I'll tell you.
Nice.
Here.
By the way, congratulations to both of you. Honest to God, I mean, people are really raving about your book. And Roseanne, which really could have gone either way, although not really, because you have such a smart creative team. But A's across the board. The reviews are fantastic. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And here to help us celebrate Easter falling during Passover, over at the bar, it's a gay Jewish bunny. Is it true you're dating Mike Pence's bunny? Okay, good. Your questions for Chrissy and Sarah are rolling in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, like the final season of the original Roseanne, I've often wondered if the last 20 years were just some weird dream that I'd made up to cope with the loss of Dan and the entire Connor clan. But here's what, now that they're all alive and back together again, including the extra Becky, we need you to catch us up, Sarah. Sarah, Roseanne had issues in the past with not agreeing with writers. Did she have any any hiccups this time around?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very collaborative, creative process. We didn't always agree,
right,
but we always eventually came to a solution we were happy with.
Were you nervous going in that this could be an issue again?
No.
Okay, good. Which cast member was the hardest to convince to come back?
None.
Who had the funniest reaction when you proposed the reboot?
Oh, well, it was just funny because everybody said nobody else would do it. So Roseanne
right.
said Tom won't do it, and Tom said Marcy won't do it. You know, it was just...
Right, a game of telephone. Who has changed the most since the show wrapped all those years ago?
Michael Fishman, because he's a man now.
Yes, he is. How old is he?
He must be around 35.
And what had he been doing? Had he still been acting?
He's been acting some, and he does a lot of sports coaching with his kids and making little shorts. And yeah, he's been stayed active.
Did you have any moment in the beginning stages of the reboot where you thought, oh my God, what have I done?
No.
No. Good. That's great. Thank you very much. Now that we finally know how Jack died on This Is Us, the thing I most need to know now is what it was like when Oprah invited Chrissy to have lunch with her at her home. So here's what. Chrissy, I'm about to put you under my Oprahscope. Here we go. How did you find out you were invited to Oprah's for lunch?
Her chief of staff called me.
Oh my God, it's her chief of staff.
I thought it was like a joke.
A prank.
Right, a prank.
What was the best thing she served?
Oh gosh, well, we did have salad from her garden.
Okay,
so
she has a very bountiful garden.
Come on.
This was in Santa Barbara?
Correct.
And you schlepped from LA to Santa Barbara?
Yeah.
Yes. Who else was there?
Just me.
It was just you? It was just the two of you?
It was a private lunch.
Oh my God. How did she greet you?
Chrissy!
Oh,
I was like, Chrissy, keep it together.
What did she smell like?
Clean,
very clean. Who was the biggest name Oprah dropped?
Oh goodness. Gosh, that's a good one. Oh.
Like, did a Barack come up?
No, not a Barack. oh my gosh, his name escapes me now. But she bought a truffle for him for his birthday.
Oh my God, I love it.
I'll let you know when
okay.
I remember.
All right. Was Stedman? Stedman was not there?
I did not see a Stedman.
Okay, you did not see a Stedman.
No.
Wow. which of her dogs was the worst behaved?
Wait, I didn't get to see the dogs
either.
I think they were, you know, doing their own thing.
Name one item in Oprah's home you were kind of tempted to steal.
The kitchen. Everything in the kitchen was beautiful.
Do you have her personal phone number?
Yes.
Wow. Thank you very much, Chrissy Mack. It's awesome. Finally, we all know the old saying, there are no dumb questions, but I completely disagree. Here's what. It's time to go outside the actor's studio. Chrissy and Sarah, I have some stupid questions I will ask in a serious voice.
Okay.
What was the last text message that you sent, Sarah?
Can I wear the same outfit on two different talk shows?
I love
yes!
it. What was the response?
Well, I said, is it a big deal to my publicist? And she said, not in the real world, but throw on another jacket.
What was your first concert?
Boys to Men.
Wow. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Linda Perry.
Oh, I love it. What was the last thing that made you cry?
Oh, honestly, everything, anything. The TSA woman at the airport.
Because she was being mean to you, or she uplifted you?
She was doing her job.
Okay.
She was doing her job.
It was rough. It was a rough one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's amazing.
Being honest.
Sarah, what is your most embarrassing fear?
Embarrassing fear. I guess maybe if somebody thought I was like old news.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Common. Would you rather be rich and sad or poor and happy?
Poor and happy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah!
You know, I should say about the Roseanne reboot, this really all came from you did a sketch with John Goodman on The Talk. It was a Roseanne sketch. You said we should do this. He was like, I would do it. And then you started going. How weird was it? You were how old when you were on the original show?
I started at 13.
Okay. Yeah. So how surreal was it for you as a woman now coming back? You're now an executive producer of the show, and this reboot would not have happened were it not for you. How surreal was that for you?
It's totally bizarre. I mean, there's no way to describe it. The closest I could say is it's as if you went back to your seventh grade classroom and you were a student there again.
Right.
Like, it's just.
But also the teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. The teacher. Yeah.
Jeannie D, Facebooked. Chrissy, I saw you on Long Island Medium and also on Hollywood Medium.
I'm telling you.
Who do you believe is better at what they do?
Oh, you can't compare apples to oranges.
Did you get good stuff out of both experiences?
Yes.
Chrissy, Leslie R, what is the one thing you splurged on after making it on This Is Us?
I haven't done that yet.
Is that true?
True.
Good, so you're saving all your bank.
Wow. Well.
Jill S. emailed, Sarah, what did you think of Roseanne running for president back in 2012, and did you vote for her? All right. Kara
no,
S.
I, look, she's, she, you know what I
mean? Kara S. Facebook, Sarah, who was the first person you called to see if they were interested in doing season 10?
Roseanne.
Roseanne was the first call.
Oh, yeah.
How quickly did she say yes?
Pretty quickly.
Wow.
I mean, I had to talk to her a little bit and say, basically, if there was any fights with the studio or any creative tensions that I would have her back.
Right.
And then I had to tell the studio the same thing.
Right. Chrissy, Brenda T, are we ever going to get a musical episode of This Is Us?
You know, I don't think so.
No, enough.
It's not necessary.
It doesn't need it.
Right.
Yes,
right.
I agree.
Right.
So cute. Your book is very personal, obviously. It's your story. I wonder, since you wrote a lot about your childhood and your stepdad, what was his reaction to the book?
You know, not well, which is... I guess to be expected. However, he's just reading pieces of what the clickbait of the press have sort of been showing.
Did you not send it to him first?
No, because I just got them, and I've been, like, you know, traveling around, and I want to tell him, like, read the whole chapter, because it's not about, like, let's, you know, throw him under the rug or throw him under the bus.
And has he yet?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't. And so hopefully he'll feel differently once he reads it, because it's not about what happens to us, but for us. And it's a whole
chapter. Were you nervous for that moment? Were you?
I never want anyone to think that my intentions were, you know, bad, or that I would ever do that. So, I guess,
Let's go to Brent from Kansas City. Hey, Brent, what's your question? Mm-hmm.
Hey, my question is for Sarah.
Okay.
And what is your honest opinion about the original Roseanne finale, with the entire last season being a dream?
Well, I think that Roseanne had a strong vision for that finale, and I support her as an actress and a visionary. And it may not be the way that I would have seen the end of the show going, but if it weren't for her vision, we wouldn't have the show. So you can't take pieces without taking the whole thing.
There you go. Let's go to Christina from Las Vegas.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hi, Christina from Las Vegas.
Hey, what's your question?
Andy, I love you. My question's for Chrissy.
Oh.
Chrissy, I want to thank you for having such a productive and great language for adoption, but I have a really serious question.
Okay.
Shag, marry, kill. Milo, Justin, or Sterling?
Okay, this is
so
awkward.
Shag one.
My brothers or my dad? I can't do this. It's too awkward.
It's too awkward.
I'm sorry.
Let's go to Josette from New Mexico. Hey, Josette, what's your question?
Yes, my question is for Sarah.
Okay.
What were your initial thoughts when you learned the Connors were going to be Trump supporters? And was it tough as an actor getting in that mindset?
Well, actually, the Connors aren't Trump supporters. Roseanne's character is a Trump supporter. She's the only one that supports. And we never say his name, actually, in the show. It wasn't hard for me because the show is not about politics. It's not about anybody's position or policy. It's really about what happens to a family when there's a political divide, which is, I think, something that
so
the
common.
Entire country can relate to,
yeah.
And something that we need to talk about. So with our show, it's never about doing an issue or doing politics. It's how do these things affect a family unit?
Right. Made great sense to me. I thought it was super smart. Chrissy, Farrah L. emailed, when you read the part of the script where you were basically the reason why Jack, your dad, passed away, what was your immediate reaction? I mean, he was saving your dog.
Okay, let's just be clear.
Okay.
God bless George, but George brought over the slow cooker. Let's be honest.
Yes.
Okay. Doing a very nice deed.
Yes.
However, then Jack happened to put the, you know, it was all... And then also the batteries weren't supplied.
Yes,
there's a whole list
of
things.
Chain of events.
Chain
you're
of
not
events.
Taking it on, is what
I
you're
can't
saying.
Take all of it.
Yes,
it's
yes.
too much.
Yes.
It's too much.
Let's go to Alexa from Buffalo. Hey, Alexa, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question is for Chrissy.
Okay.
I just have to start by saying that, Chrissy, I'm a senior in college, and my best friend and I, for the last two seasons, she comes over to my room every Tuesday, and we have a new flavor of Halo Top ice cream, and we watch This Is Us. So it's our This Is Us Tuesdays.
Love
Aww.
It.
So, nice.
Thank you. We love you. You are our favorite character, and we think you're just so inspirational.
Thank you.
Of course. So my question for you is, what was the hardest part about writing your book?
I think just being very honest with the stories and the lessons that I have lived through, and knowing like what people's reactions are going to be, because I can't attach to that because our perception is our reality. So
right.
It was just like, I can't worry about the reader. I just got to be honest. And that's scary.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's scary.
That's the hardest thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is game time, everybody. While Sarah Gilbert has spent the last several years hosting The Talk, Roseanne Barr has been earning her nut by growing nuts on a macadamia farm in Hawaii. So we're going to visit there as we play Who's on Roseanne's Nut Farm? Sarah, go over to our green screen and put on these Ramona eyes. And Chrissy will describe the random sitcom, Other Stool.
Oh, Other Stool.
Chrissy will describe the random sitcom stars who stop by to help on the farm without using any names.
You
and
look
Sarah
great.
Can get 7 correct in 60 seconds. You win.
I should have asked my publicist if this went with my jacket.
Yes, no, it looks super cute. All right, here we go. And they'll be stepping in right there. Let's see the first person.
She's the nanny.
Oh, Fran Drescher.
Yeah. Very good.
He vacuums the curtains. He's
Who's the boss?
Oh, Tony Danza.
Yeah. She is the blank to the will.
The blank to the will.
If you're poised, you have a lot of redhead, funny.
Lucille Ball?
No, oh, I'm sorry, close.
Current.
Reboot was just NBC show.
Will and Grace.
Yes.
Deborah Messing.
Deborah Messing.
Tootie? What about Tootie?
Oh, yeah.
Braces.
Right, I know, yeah. I know who it is from Facts of Life. And I know her, and I'm blanking on her name.
Kim Fields.
Kim Fields. I know both of these people, yeah. By the way.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground.
Oh, Will Smith.
Yep.
No, you looked up. Oh, it was actually Helen Hunt. Chrissy, Rochelle B. from Chicago said, does the This Is Us cast have a group chat going, and what's the last thing someone texted?
Yes, and Ken Olin was shooting something in Miami, so he shows us all the cuisine he eats, you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Sarah Whitney T. said, I know you couldn't get the original couch from the set, but is there anything on the new set that's from the old set?
Mm. We actually could get the original couch.
Oh, you could?
But we didn't.
Okay.
Because it's in a TV museum, and in order to get it, we would have had to have a guard on set, extra insurance, and they would take it away on times when we weren't filming.
Oh, forget it.
So we said, keep it.
We'll get a new couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not worth it.
Wow.
Not worth it. Chrissy, Emily P. wants to know the worst job you had to take before This Is Us.
Well, you know, that's relative. I mean, I did work at a fast food joint, and that was a little trying.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to the fact that although most people have loved Sarah Gilbert since she landed the role of Darlene Connor at age 13, I first drank the Kool-Aid on her when she was even more wee in this Kool-Aid commercial. Do you know how much, did you make a lot of money for that?
Who remembers?
I would. Tonight's Shackle goes to all the vendors who are now selling Unplug Me Love Jack decals online for folks to put on their slow cookers.
Oh, don't do that.
That's a great safety reminder, but also if you're in the mental and spiritual place where you are decorating your hot pot with decals, is that actually a sadder state than Jack's death? Just something to think about. I want to thank Chrissy Metz, Sarah Gilbert. Show everybody. Chrissy Metz's book is called This Is Me. It's out now. The new Roseanne is a smash on ABC, all due to Sarah Gilbert. Tuesdays at 8 o'clock behind the bar, it's the gay Jewish bunny. Yes. Oh, smelling the flowers. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. I love your show.
Thanks.
My name is Jason. I'm calling from Washington, Illinois.
Hey, Jason, what's your question?
My question is for Sarah.
Okay.
Now, be honest. Who is your favorite Becky, Sarah or Lacey?
Well, I will say my favorite Becky is Lacey because she was the original Becky, but my favorite person to play the new character that Sarah's playing is Sarah because Lacey wouldn't make sense in that character, and I just think everybody has their perfect roles in the reunion.
It's so cool that you worked them both back in.
Yeah.
Why did Lacey leave the show?
She went to college.
Oh.
And then, yeah.
Okay. For good reasons.
And, yeah.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. It's Betsy from Phoenix.
Hey, Betsy. What's your question?
Yeah, my question is for Chrissy, and I just wanted to know, what was your reaction to Kim Kardashian watching This Is Us, and who is your favorite Kardashian?
I didn't know she watched it.
Are you down with that?
You know, I don't watch the show, but
yeah.
I think they're beautiful girls. I really like Khloe.
Khloe's my favorite.
She's really the chosen
Khloe. Kardashian. Yeah, she's the smartest Kardashian. back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name's Debbie and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hey, hey Debbie, what's your question?
My question is for Sarah.
Okay.
Did Dooley Chin give you the Celebrity Big Brother tea while they were filming? What do you think Omarosa's going to do next?
Oh.
She's going to be the stunt queen that she is. Oh, no, she's not a stunt queen. Oh, yeah, stunt queen. Yeah.
I think she just, her job is to kind of get attention in controversial ways. So I imagine she will continue to do that.
Stunt queen.
Stunt queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said it more concisely.
Yes. Was Julie giving you guys the tea about what was going on there?
Julie was way too professional for my taste.
She was?
I wanted way more dirt. It was totally annoying, Spill it, Julie.
Last call of the night, caller. What's your name and from where are you calling?
This is BJ from Washington, Illinois. And my question is for Chrissy.
Okay.
What is the biggest or worst spoiler you accidentally let slip about This Is Us, and who did you tell?
I haven't.
Wow, good for you.
I want to keep my job.
Yes, you do. That's very important.
Yeah.
Yes, I want you to keep your job, too.
Thank you.
Yes, I like everyone to be employed.
Yes.
Yes. I want to thank Chrissy and Sarah. And
thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.